The West Virginia Attorney General's Office is suing the Wheeling-Charleston Catholic Diocese and former Bishop Michael J. Bransfield, alleging that they knowingly employed pedophiles and failed to conduct adequate background checks for those employed in the diocese schools and camps, according to a press release from the West Virginia AG's office. They further allege that parents who purchased services from the diocese were not aware of the inherent danger to their children presented by those employed by the diocese. The entire state of West Virginia lies within the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese territory, which is itself a subdivision of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, Maryland. The civil complaint filed on March 19th alleges that some actions of the diocese lack transparency and stand in sharp contrast to their advertised mission of providing a safe learning environment. The Attorney General brought the action against the diocese and Bransfield for violations of the state's consumer protection laws, in addition to seeking a permanent court order blocking the diocese from the continuation of any such conduct. The civil complaint alleges the diocese and its bishops, including Bransfield, chose to cover up and conceal criminal behavior of child sexual abuse. The press release identifies two priests, Father Patrick Condren and Victor Forbus, that the complaint says the diocese employed despite credible accusations of sexual abuse against both men. Condren, despite admitting to sexual abuse of a student at St. Joseph Preparatory Seminary in Vienna, West Virginia, was sent for treatment and later reassigned to the Wheeling Catholic Elementary School. Forbus was ordained as a priest in West Virginia despite accusations of sexual abuse in Philadelphia. He also received treatment and reassignment, but eventually served prison time for abusing children in Missouri. In both cases, the complaint says parents were not notified about the sexual abuse allegations. The diocese also stands accused of failing to conduct a background check in the hiring of Ronald Cooper, who had employed as a teacher at Madonna High School in Weirton for more than 2 years, without knowing Cooper had convictions for first-degree robbery and third-degree statutory rape in Washington. The diocese terminated Cooper's employment in December of 2013, yet allegedly failed to disclose to parents of children attending Madonna that it had employed a person convicted of child sexual abuse, according to the complaint. Following the filing of the West Virginia AG complaint, the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese released a statement saying the complaint is based in part on information included in the diocese's November 2018 public disclosure of clergy credibly accused of child sexual abuse and on other information provided by the diocese to the AG's office over the last 5 months. However, the diocese claims that some of the allegations of misconduct contained in the AG's complaint occurred more than 50 years ago, and some are not accurately described. They also do not believe that the allegations contained in the complaint fairly portray its overall contributions to the education of children in West Virginia, nor the efforts of its hundreds of employees and clergy who strive to provide quality education in the state. You can find a link to the civil complaint and the statement from the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.